in the limelight.
Like all technologies, artificial intelligence or AI requires governance to create an enabling environment and regulatory policies that maximize its benefits. We're prepared for you an article written by Deepali Khanna. The piece is titled Keys to Making AI a Force for Social Good. The article has been published by Asia Times Daily. Please stay with us for more of Deepali Khanna's article. Artificial intelligence systems are shaping the contours of our lives, with applications in agriculture, healthcare, education, transportation, manufacturing, and the media. Artificial intelligence has become as pervasive as the internet itself. While it can significantly improve the well-being of humanity, it also has certain downsides. Reinforcement of human biases, displacement of jobs and industries, and privacy risks. Thus, like all technologies, it requires governance to create an enabling environment and regulatory policies that maximize its benefits and reduce risks. However, artificial intelligence governance poses many challenges. There is no single universal idea of what its goals and outcomes should be. For instance, an aviation safety system seeks to prevent accidents. But artificial intelligence regulators cannot have a similar exclusive aim. Moreover, since artificial intelligence is not a single application, but an underlying technology with diverse uses, terms like good artificial intelligence or bad artificial intelligence are as meaningless as good electricity or bad electricity. Thus, governance must take into account the range of contexts and uses of artificial intelligence. Further complicating matters is the speed with which artificial intelligence learns and evolves, often in ways that are not understood. As our current regulatory models cannot deal with these rapid changes, they might end up stifling innovation and fail to prevent harmful artificial intelligence applications. Confronted with these unprecedented challenges, what must we do? To explore potential roadmaps, we build upon insights shared by industry experts, government officials, leading thinkers and intellectuals and practitioners at two critical events we were part of: the Artificial Intelligence for Social Good Summit and the Innovating Artificial Intelligence Government Symposium. Here's how policymakers can negotiate some of the challenges posed by artificial intelligence governance and harness its transformative potential. While each pilot use case may require a bespoke approach until the consequences of that model are fully realized, here are a few examples. Strategic regulation. To promote innovation, governments must create safe, enabling spaces for experimentation. They can do this by deploying artificial intelligence applications at a limited scale, under the observation of regulators. Such pilot tests can help determine the potential benefits and downsides, and further fine-tune technologies before releasing them in the public sphere through an effective feedback loop. Artificial intelligence localism, the governance of artificial intelligence use within a community or city, can nurture a bottom-up regulatory approach. It allows policies to be adapted to local conditions and the needs of communities, as opposed to a cookie-cutter approach. At the local level, citizens can also closely observe and have more of a say in how artificial intelligence is used. For such regulation to be effective, policymakers must understand the development process of artificial intelligence systems, their strengths and their weaknesses, and the types of data used. They must become more technology literate and form working groups that enable collaboration among regulators, developers, and users. However, in such collaborative efforts, policymakers must regulate acceptable outcomes of artificial intelligence use rather than specific technologies and specific applications. Take the case of artificial intelligence systems that determine if applicants are eligible for a loan or a job. There have been incidents of algorithms discriminating against people based on their race, based on their gender or address. In such cases, governance should find and stem biases rather than regulate the mechanism the artificial intelligence system uses to make decisions. They can do this through peer reviews, with diverse participants who can challenge each other's presumptions and ensure representation of different points of view. Manage job disruptions. While artificial intelligence will create many jobs, it will also upend old ones, which has prompted a pushback against certain technologies. For instance, taxi drivers have lobbied against self-driving vehicles. While various studies show that job losses to automation could be in their millions, quite a few, such as by the World Economic Forum, WEF, also point out that artificial intelligence will create more jobs than it displaces. Thus, policymakers need to address the concerns of those who might lose their jobs and create alternatives such as reskilling, job transition support, and employment guarantees. They must also strengthen social safety nets to cushion the impact of job losses. In the long run, they must overhaul the education system to focus on lifelong learning and helping workers transition rather than preparing them for a single career. Besides, with the development for artificial intelligence workers exceeding the supply, governments will have to develop and retrain talent to capitalize on the artificial intelligence revolution. Nurture artificial intelligence markets. While governments have been investing in research, technologies, and infrastructure to promote artificial intelligence, these measures alone are insufficient. They should further boost the artificial intelligence ecosystem by identifying potential uses of artificial intelligence applications and encouraging prospective customers within and outside the government to adopt them. By becoming a market player and facilitator, governments can create a demand for artificial intelligence applications that contribute to social good. For example, India is setting up a national program for artificial intelligence to incorporate artificial intelligence into government applications and public service delivery, with support from a team of young professionals from the International Innovation Corps. Address privacy concerns. Some regard stronger privacy protections as an impediment to the growth of artificial intelligence, as they could limit data availability. However, that does not have to be the case. For instance, policymakers can safeguard privacy by legislating frameworks to anonymize data. This ensures that sensitive data is available to artificial intelligence applications without compromising the privacy of individuals. Japan has taken this route, with a law permitting research institutions to use the anonymized medical data of patients collected by hospitals. Policymakers can also explore relevant data stewards that can make sensitive data accessible by anonymizing and centralizing it. Such data stewards could ensure proper management and sharing of data with informed consent and requisite permissions from data providers. Global cooperation. The adoption of these strategies to govern artificial intelligence varies across nations. Their socio-economic conditions, access to technology, and ethical approaches determine to a large extent whether they can channel artificial intelligence for social good. Thus, to ensure that artificial intelligence systems create a more inclusive playing field and do not deepen disparities among countries, we require global governance. It could incorporate aspects from models of international cooperation on climate change, on arms control, trade and finance. Just as the Bretton Woods Conference towards the end of the Second World War resulted in new regulatory frameworks and multilateral institutions such as the World Bank, global efforts could address the challenges of artificial intelligence governance. There already are initiatives in this direction. In 2019, for example, the Council of Europe set up an ad hoc committee on artificial intelligence, which is working towards a legally binding international treaty. Last year saw the establishment of the Global Partnership on Artificial Intelligence. The COVID-19 pandemic has further reinforced the need for global cooperation in artificial intelligence. The next step in the evolution of establishing flexible yet robust governance as we transition from principles to practice is the need to work together with a common set of goals to spur inclusive, innovative artificial intelligence and better govern the world of tomorrow, as described in a new report entitled Artificial Intelligence Plus Governance, Bold Action and Novel Approaches.